Good morning. Today we have an absolutely critical question when we're talking about the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, the partnership between a learner and an earner. Is the earner permitted when he strikes a financial deal? They have come to terms between the two of them. Can he use his ma'aser money, his tzedakah money, or does he need to give his quote-unquote tzedakah elsewhere? And for the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, he needs to indeed use other funds. So we'll quickly go through Rav Moshe Feinstein's view, and Emir Tashem, in the few coming days, we will get back to his opinion on the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun. But on a high level, Rav Moshe is of the view that the Shutfus is a partnership. It has nothing to do with tzedakah. Tzedakah funds cannot be used whatsoever. We're talking about effectively a partnership, a business deal. You can't invest your money in a business, your tzedakah money, and invest it, put your half from tzedakah. Indeed, you have to use other funds. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the view that when it comes to the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, tzedakah is tzedakah. The Shutfus is not tzedakah whatsoever. It's not connected to tzedakah. And accordingly, your ma'aser funds, the 10% that you would give to tzedakah or the chomesh, cannot be used as payment for the Shutfus. On the other hand, the Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, he was asked this question. The question was, I have a suffix here. Somebody wrote to him, is it permitted to, when you have a shutfus, for example, with a child of yours or a relative of yours or just a Talmud Chacham unrelated, is it indeed permitted to use tzedakah funds or is it not permitted to use tzedakah funds? Because here we're going to talk about something called Tovas Hana'a. Tovas Hana'a means that I am having kind of a fringe benefit. I'm not getting a tangible benefit. It's not like I'm giving tzedakah to somebody and he is going to fix my fridge or something like that. But I may have some fringe benefits by giving somebody some tzedakah or some funds. So that's called tovas hana'ah. I kind of have a benefit, but it's not something that's tangible. So the Chelkas Yaakov says he appears that indeed it's mutter. It would be permitted to use your tzedakah money for the shutfus. And he says as follows, he explains that Einu mekabu mimeno rak schar tov lo'olam haba. You aren't getting something tangible back. You're using your tzedakah funds, but you are getting schar in the world to come. You're not getting something tangible in this world via that. Dezem mekabel af belitanai de Yisachar Zvulun. Because in any case, even if you didn't have the partnership of Yisachar Zvulun, you would still get schar in olam haba. Maybe a different type of schar, maybe not as much schar. But regardless, there are a number of chazals that laud, that praise somebody who indeed assists somebody in their learning. It says somebody who assists the Talmud Chacham with his assets, with his funds. It's as if he's bringing a korban tamid. It's as if he's bringing bikurim. It's as if he is medabek by the shechina. There's so many gemaras that praise somebody who gives benefits to a Talmud Chacham from his assets, despite the fact that you're benefiting in Olam Haba, you're getting schar. So he says the same thing here. So you are getting schar, you're getting the schar from the Meshutus in Olam Haba, but we see here that Tovas Hana, having that benefit, that fringe benefit, as opposed to a direct benefit, is indeed permitted. So schar in Olam Haba is indeed permitted. He brings the tour, quoting the Taz that says as follows, Da'af Maiser Ani Mitvua, at the time when we had the base of Mikdash, and one of the tithes during the Shemitah cycle, during certain years in the Shemitah cycle, 2 years out of the seven, we would give Maiser Ani, Maiser to the poor, a tithe to the poor. There's an absolute obligation to give the Maiser Ani. Nonetheless, you could have these Tovas Hana, these fringe benefits. So for example, if you gave it to a Chaver Hayir, somebody was on the governing board of the city, would be an example. Not to get something tangible back, but still you're ingratiating yourself somewhat to that person. It's Tovas Hana'a. You're giving it, sending it to him as a gift. You're showing him Kavod. Indeed, there's going to be a certain intangible benefit from that. Nonetheless, it is indeed permitted, even though Maiser Ani is an absolute obligation. So he says, Kol Shekein, Kal Vachomer, when it comes to the Maiser Ksafim, when it comes to giving your tzedakah money, your 10% of your Maiser money, we're going to be more lenient that Tovas Hana, these fringe benefits, would be permitted. So despite the fact that you are benefiting, but your benefit is in Olam Haba, And just like those who give tzedakah to Talmidei Chachamim, they can have that benefit in Olam Haba, so too you can use that money as a shutfus and benefit in Olam Haba as well. So here we have it, a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein, that tzedakah, meiser money, cannot be used, and on the other hand, the Chalkas Yaakov, that meiser money indeed can be used for paying the shutfus Yisachar Zvulun. Have a wonderful day.